Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Julie Bianconi from the 76th Festival de Cannes. I'm in company with Jessica Hausner, director of the movie in competition Club Zero. So your film talks about manipulation, responsibilities between teachers and parents, and conscience eating. What interested you most?
My interest in this film is basically about the question of manipulation. So Ms. Novak is telling the kids some things that might seem right in the beginning. So her lessons about conscious eating are good to some extent. Eat slowly, chew well, think where the food comes from. So that's all ideas that are actually quite healthy. But from there, she takes it further. And I think that's what the film is about. Why are those kids following her so far? And why is there a sort of radicalization happening?
And why is that?
The need to be seen, I think that rings a bell with me. Mm-hmm. I think it's also about attention. I think mm-hmm. those kids seem to be sort of, I don't know, left alone or not taken care enough, or like as if their parents or the other adults around them were not really seeing them. Yeah.
So is that an individual problem, or it is referred to the community?
Shouldn't be an individual problem. I think it's what I'm trying to describe in this film is more a problem that we have within our society, because I think in general it's not well organized who is taking care of our children. And our children are the most valuable thing we have. And we should value caregivers and teachers very much. We should pay them really well and we should appreciate them. But in our society, it's other positions that are well paid and honored. And I think that's very weird. And it's left to each of us who is a parent. How do I find caregivers for my child? I think that's wrong. I think we should find a very good solution as a society. This time it's really serious, because I think they have a good point. The climate is changing, and I think we don't have as much time as other generations had to solve this problem. So they are right in a way.
For the film, you were inspired by a fairy tale. Is this true?
That was a fairy tale I thought about as well. It was on my mind. I think it's a brutal and crazy story, the Pied Piper of Hamelin, I think it's called. And he abducts the children of a whole village as a punishment because the adults didn't pay him well. So I found that very inspiring. It's Club Zero is also maybe a story about parents missing the moment where they could have helped their children. Maybe they should have listened better earlier on.
Where did you put the trigger at the beginning of the movie?
There was a discussion between me and the producers. If that is necessary or a good thing to do or not at all. So, I mean, you're never sure what is really the right thing to do. But we decided to have this warner or disclaimer mm-hmm. in the beginning, in case there is someone watching the film who has maybe experiences with eating disorders mm-hmm. and doesn't want to get triggered or anything. So the person can decide for themselves if they stay or go.
What about what? Inspiring people not to eat?
I wasn't worried about that because I think it's very clearly shown that the idea of Ms. Novak is devastating in the end. So we clearly understand that the kids are getting weaker and skinny and that they are going towards decay. That was not it. I think it was more about her lessons and the whole idea of stopping to eat that, I don't know, may trigger some things or offend people. I don't know.
Do you think the role of cinema is also to be provocative or to raise questions?
To raise questions. I think that's what art is about, to put the spotlight on certain mistakes or problems within our society and to raise the question and to make us aware.
Did you do a lot of researches about these diets?
The internet is full of crazy ideas, as you all know, and you will find anything there. So you do find people who don't eat or who live on light or who, I don't know, it's mentioned in the film when the girls say they saw a video on the internet about a man who lives on light or prana. And yeah, we saw such videos on the internet. And there are books. There is an Australian guru. She writes a lot of books. And yeah, I think...
You didn't use mobile phones or social media in the film. How come?
I did an interesting research on boarding schools, and this is a boarding school for an elite. So they are also talented. It's called Talent Campus. I was very interested in the fact that in many of those schools, the iPhone or the phones are not allowed because they don't want to spoil their kids. It makes you stupid to look into the phone all day. So they take away the phone so that the students listen and learn and become the elite that they should be.
In the film, you mixed accents and cultures. Why was this aspect important?
One thing is that in the whole film, there are different accents. It's a mixture of people who come from all over Europe, I would say. That's part of that international boarding school feeling, but it's also part of me trying to make a more universal story that is not set in the UK or in Austria or in France, but that gives a bit wider perspective. And for Miss Novak, so Novak is a name that sounds a little bit Eastern European, and we don't know anything about her. Where does she come from? What is that cult, or what is it all? We don't get this background information. And that's what I like. I find that interesting to keep a mystery around a character. And I think that strange accent was part of it.
The visual aspect is also fundamental in the film.
I think sometimes I really love to create images. So when I write the script, I only think about the storytelling. I don't think about the visuals at all, because I think now I'm the writer, the story has to be well told. And then I take the script and think, interesting script. How could the visuals look like? Because I really have the feeling I want to separate this. And the images, they have their own language, and it's completely different to say something through words or through images. I prefer the images because the image says something by itself. The colors, the composition, the whole framing of an image is already a story in itself. And then there is some dialogue and some characters who go on with the story. But for me, the tone of the film and the visual of the film is actually what is telling the story. It's what is in between the lines. I would maybe like to point out that in the whole style of my films is based on the idea that the characters are, like, they're not shown as individuals. It's not like I'm wearing this, you're wearing this, I have that history, you have that wish in your life, you think this, you feel that. We don't know all those things. It's in my films, the characters are sort of archetypes in a way, or like in a fairy tale. They are very like simple characters, mm-hmm. if you want, but they represent things. They represent certain positions in our society. I always try to find settings where I can show also the hierarchy of our society. There's always like the headmistress, then the teacher, the students, the parents. So I can have different groups of our society being described more than individuals.
There's also strong class aspect.
Yeah, I think this is part of what I'm trying to do in all my films, basically, to also show the unfairness of a society. They're the ones that have fallen on the side with the honey, and the others have fallen into the dark. It's to show that the difference of options and the inequality in it. I chose the setting of a boarding school for people with a wealthy background. I think, most of the boarding schools are quite expensive. So this is already unfair. Only who can afford it can send their children there. And there it's about also quite a... I think there's quite some pressure being put on the kids, because I chose to call the school Talent Campus, and the headmistress says they are also talented, or at least that's what the parents think. So it's again saying they are under pressure to perform well, to be special, to have their great curriculum, to know 10 languages and do the trampoline and do this and that. I think that was an important part for me to show. I could have shown it in another school as well, because I think all the kids are under that pressure. But I think I wanted to make that point, that there is an elite to be built. And on those kids, the pressure is actually quite high. And the one family that has a not so wealthy background, they ask for a scholarship.
So why did you choose Mia Wasikowska as Miss Novak?
Well, I knew Mia, and I didn't know her, but I followed her career for quite a while. I really admire her as an actress very, very much. I think she's natural and mysterious, and she's an actress or a person where, like, when I see her on screen, I want to know more about her, but she's acting in a way that she doesn't give it away. She doesn't make it very clear what she thinks or feels as a character. I find that very good. I love that sort of hidden tracks within a personality. You want to know more, but you can't.
And we've been talking to Jessica Hausner, director of Club Zero, screening in competition at the 76th Festival of Cannes. I'm Julie Bianconi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.